tweet at Today SOR.
James Joyce, Brendan Meehan, Maeve Binchy, Kate O'Brien, some of Ireland's best known writers. And finally, these authors are being celebrated in a new centre in Dublin. In Molly, the Museum of Literature Ireland, Evelyn O'Rourke has been along, as indeed I have myself. But tell me about the background, the where and the what of this, Evelyn, please.
Well, Sean, Molly is on Stephen's Green in Dublin City Centre, and it's right there beside the Department of Foreign Affairs. And just to be clear on the geography of it, it's kind of on the opposite side to the Shelburne Hotel, and it's based in the UCD Newman House, located officially at 85 to 86 St Stephen's Green. And the building, of course, was the historic home of the Catholic University of Ireland, as it was there, the precursor of UCD. And there have been conversations about the possibility of the National Library of Ireland and UCD forming a creative alliance for a while. And they started talking about maybe basing it in this building. And those conversations really started and been going on since 2010. And the idea was that this collaboration could be great because they could merge their unique assets. The National Library of Ireland's Joyce collections in particular, and UCD's most significant historic property, Newman House. And the idea quickly caught on, and a working group was established in 2012, but of course they needed money. And there were various ways they did that, including a generous donation from Martin and Carmen Naughton of €5 million. And that really propelled the idea to reality. They got architect Scott Tallon Walker involved. They transformed Newman House's Aula Maxima building into a 10,000 foot exhibition space, and now Molly is open to the public in the last few weeks. So I went to visit it and I got the tour with the director, Simon O'Connor. So here you'll get a sense of the building.
We're standing outside Molly, outside the entrance to Newman House on St Stephen's Green, the south side of the green as well.
So we are going to step in now, away from the noise out here, I presume into a very polite environment here in the museum, or am I wrong?
No, it's a very, very welcoming environment. It's important actually, you know, when you have very grand buildings like this, that people are very friendly inside them, you know, because they're beautiful to a lot of us, but to other people they're really quite austere. So it's really important that with the museum that we bring colour and humour and energy and life to the place.
Okay, so we've just stepped in. Where do visitors go next?
So the first exhibition room that you walk into, it's actually called the Common Room, and it's just in on your left. And it's a beautiful old room in number 86, where we have an exhibition on the history of UCD within the house itself. So UCD was founded here in 1854 as the Catholic University, and lots of writers studied here, like Joyce studied here, Flann O'Brien, Maeve Binchy, Mary Lavin, Kate O'Brien, people like that. So a lot of literary history in the house itself.
So we step into this room, and this is gorgeous.
Yeah, so we called this Joyce's Century, and it's an installation showing writers published during the 20th century in both languages, so not just English.
And you've Marion Keyes right through to Liam O'Flaherty, right through to Brian Friel. If you're an Irish writer, you're celebrated here.
It's important that, although we're a Museum of Literature Ireland, that it's not just literature with a capital L, but we do have Joyce at the centre of the exhibitions, and in a way Joyce is like an enabler for all of our approaches, and he's a great enabler, you know, I mean, he was really radical, he was subversive, he was iconoclastic, but no, it's important that we jump off from those big names and bring people back to prominence that were really well known that maybe people have forgotten a little bit about.
So as you walk in here, there's a screen up here, and I'm just seeing patches of words, phrases sweeping over and back. So you're using technology here as well.
Yeah, and it's one of the lovely things about the exhibition design is that there are components in it that are, you know, super high tech, but then we're mixing it with really traditional elements like artifacts on display in cases. But this installation is really interesting. It's called A River Run. It's the sound of the Liffey coming from its source all the way down to the mouth at the sea.
In the background here?
Yeah, yeah. There are little tables in this room, and words start appearing out of that river of language in front of them, and then they hear recordings by living Irish authors, academics, students, reading those texts, and they go from medieval times up to the present day.
And what is it I have, Christy Mahon, to make me fitting entertainment for the like of you, that has such poets talking, and such bravery of heart?
Isn't there the light of...
Ah, wonderful extract there from Playboy.
Now,
this alliance, Evelyn, between the National Library and UCD, it seems to be quite a successful one. Academics, writers, librarians, all throwing their efforts together. Tell me more about it.
It is indeed. Well, Professor Margaret Kelleher, Sean, is the professor and chair of the Anglo-Irish Literature and Drama at UCD. And she was at Molly that morning when I went to visit. And she's really enthusiastic about the project. And she's passionate about what it can offer Dubliners as well as international visitors, and how it celebrates our literary heritage in a fresh, modern, interactive way. And from when you walk in through those gorgeous front doors, you're offered the chance to immerse yourself in these kind of very modern audio audiovisual installations with highlights like the example that Simon showed us there with the A River Run of Language, and you can hear excerpts of the writers. But they're also presenting writing, Irish writing, writing as Gaeilge from the earliest times through recorded readings and projections, and this was a very important part of the work too. But here Professor Kelleher, who's the academic lead for Molly, tells me more.
It's really important for us that Molly is a place of fun and enjoyment as well as a place of inspiration. Molly isn't just a list of writers, it's a living, breathing place where literature can be enjoyed, experienced and imagined.
What are your favourite parts of this experience?
I think particularly beloved to me is the installation River Run of Language. Just to say, it's a particular treat where one gets to hear Irish literature from the 10th century, Old Irish, Modern Irish, as well as the English language. And that's been one of the delights of Molly, to bring some 1,500 years of literary tradition in two or more languages to life today, along with the delight of the present.
So that's Professor Margaret Kelleher talking about the fun, enjoyment and inspiration. If it's going to have all those, surely there can't be too many children in the place. In other words, there's a big welcome for them.
Big welcome, because there's a lot of emphasis on the past, obviously, but also about the future storytellers, and children are absolutely welcome here. And they say they want to encourage and support the next generation. So there are reader rooms and places for people to start the first lines of their own books. Sean, no pressure, but if you want to start the first line of your novel or your memoir, you will find a home and Molly upstairs.
Pen and paper laid on.
Pen and paper and a plug, if you want to plug in the old laptop, I suppose, too, or a socket. But it's supposed to be a refuge because it's right there in the heart of town. But once you go indoors, it's so quiet, it's lovely, and the gardens are stunning. I'll talk about them in a minute. But there is an ambitious programme to encourage schools to come to the museum. And they may only be open a few weeks, but already their schools programme is up and running. And I went in to see Jenny Ryan, who is the very enthusiastic learning manager from Molly. And she was conducting a workshop with fifth class pupils from Our Ladies of Victory, Ballymun, and they were having a ball. It was their second time in there. They say that the first time they went, they were all really worried that it was going to be boring because, you know, museums can be boring, but they were delighted with the fun atmosphere there in Molly. So here you'll get a flavour of the workshop that Jenny is leading the pupils through from Our Lady of Victories, and then Jenny explains more about the importance of this work.
So, what did we love about that piece?
I loved how funny and it was really weird.
I liked the way it made no sense.
I liked how they kept going and it's still funny afterwards.
So I'm Jenny and I'm the learning manager in Molly. My role would be to animate the museum and the learning with a really enthusiastic team of volunteers. And so far, we've had over 600 students in to us. So it has been full of excitement, lots of learning on your feet. It's playful, it's fun. We also explore their favourite words and why they're their favourite words. Say you didn't know the word yellow was called the word yellow, what would you call it? So we like to play with words and we're very much inspired by Joyce.
What is the value of these workshops for you?
Access, opportunity, and engagement. I believe that in order for all of us to learn, we need to have our curiosity flickered. Once we have groups of young people in the room and engaged, we really have the work done, because the museum is so engaging, the staff are so welcoming, and of course the workshops have been developed with schools. I was able to get real live feedback there and then, and then consult and collaborate as we moved along the process. So that's really important to us, access and opportunity and engagement.
It's really good because everyone gets a chance to express herself.
And when they first said to you, you're going into a museum about literature, what was everybody thinking?
It was going to be a bit boring, but it's really not. It's actually really fun.
James Joyce, he used to write books, but sometimes he'd cross it out in crayon, and they have a bunch of them on the ceiling all hanging down.
It's a really good building, and there's really fun rooms to like do fun stuff in. The people that work here are really nice as well.
It brings out your creativity. Don't care about spellings, just do the best you can. It's just very cool.
So, Evelyn, great enthusiasm there. A very ambitious project. How is it going to develop?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they want to make it a home for readers everywhere. But along with these lofty ideas, Sean, they do have to pay the bills. So they really are relying on corporate donations, on sponsorships. They're not necessarily getting direct funding from local authorities, for example. And the admission price is part of that too. Now, it's open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. And you can get membership, which allows you in for free for the year. And I think that's actually a lovely present to get somebody membership of Molly, because even wandering there, like, it's a magnificent job what they've done. And there's a real real treat where you can look out onto the gardens. And the day I was there, they had just got access to the Ivy Gardens. So you can now wander through with your book. Imagine on a summer's day, wander through the Ivy Gardens, in through the back of Molly, straight into Commons and get your beautiful coffee there. So it really is a treat. But I just think they've done such a wonderful job there. And there's volunteers on hand. Very enthusiastic.
It's great. And you can actually take out membership, 40 for the individual, 50 for a family. Thoroughly recommend it.
Great
and
present.
The restaurant is lovely too. I had my first ever vegetarian meal in it. That's how good
and
it is.
And you survived it.
Evelyn O'Rourke, thanks.